Simon Shin Pei Hei, the din of a tzduki or a kusi with Erev Chatzeres. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph that tzduki, the guru of the tzedukim, tzedek and baisus, are people who lean towards habikarsis and they didn't believe in Teresh Baal Peh, Mishnah Berurah explains, they had taminim ko tzedukim by susim, so they kept Teresh Baksav, not Teresh Baal Peh. The Mechaber says that they have din of a yid, of Yisrael, they could do bitter rishus. We know either you can participate in Erev, if we did not participate in the Erev, a Yid can move out to Rishus to everyone else, and this way he won't ask everyone else. So a Tzduki cannot be part of an Erev. Since in and with the Erev doesn't believe in Erev, if it says Rabbanon, he cannot be part of the Erev. But he can do a bit to Rishus, he can move out to Rishus to the rest of us. And the Mishpura brings two shittas. First, the Mishpura says, even if it's Mechal Shabbos for Hesse, he's opening Mechal Shabbos, at least based on the Rabbanon, because he doesn't believe in the Rabbanons. And therefore, really, based on the sense of Gimel, which we treat like a full fledged guy, he should not be able to do a bit to Rishus. Stugumar better because Minaga voice and be a dayim. These are doing for many generations, copying what his father did, what his grandfather did to be like the Tzdukim. And therefore, even if Mechal Shabbos for Hesse or the Sirim Rabbonin, he could do Bitter Rishos. He cannot be part of an Erev, he doesn't believe in Erev. It's in the mind of Erev. Bitter Rishos he could do. Mr. Ruhr brings the many place, Kim say, no, this I say, no, even Tzduki, if Mechal Shabbos for Hesse is opening Mechal Shabbos, even under Rabbonins, he cannot do Bitter Rishos. And Mr. Ruhr says, Nafkamino, in his days for the Karoim, that the Mechal Shabbos for Hesse, at least the Sirim Rabbonin, according to the second sheet, they cannot do Bitter Rishos. So what's the Eitzah? They cannot be part of an Erev. And Bitter Rishos, we're saying now that after Mechal Shabbos, for Hesse, Yisrael, the Rabbanon, they cannot do Bitter Rishos. Having do Schiris Rishos. Schiris Rishos, same way do Schiris Rishos, some Shem Pei Beis Magoi, we pass in Schiris Rishos, works even from Yisrael. So then the Goy, the Vid, whatever it is, they always have the option of Schiris Rishos. The Erev cannot be part of it, even if they participate in the Erev, because they don't believe in Erev. And Bitter Rishos, that's going to be Machlekes over here, if Bitter Rishos is an option by Tzduki, who's Mechal Shabbos for Hesse, at least by Yisrael, the Rabbanon. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says that Kusi is like any other guy, and the only Eitzah is Scherz Hashus. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber discusses a Yid, who's a Mumr of Avodah Zarah. Even Bitsin, even probably is a Mumr of Avodah Zarah. It's a terrible Avodah of Avodah Zarah, doesn't believe in Torah. Or if it's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia publicly, even only by Yisrael Rabbanon, that has the same din as a Mumr of Avodah Zarah. And for him, he does not have a din of Yisrael, not only not for Erev, but even for Bitter Rishus, and the only Eitzah is Scherz Hashus. As opposed to his Mechal Shabbos Bitsin privately, even the Sim Deraisa, says Din of Yisrael can do Bitter Rishos. He cannot be part of an Erev, he doesn't believe in Erev, but he can do Bitter Rishos. So again, he's a Mumr of Avayzar, even Mitzina, or Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, he cannot do Bitter Rishos. He's Mechal Shabbos Mitzina, well, the Deraisa is Rabbanon, then he could do Bitter Rishos. In any case, Schiris Rishos is always an Eitzah. Now, what's called Mechal Shabbos for Hesia? Is after he does on a regular basis, or even one time is enough, Mishpura brings Machlekes about that. What's called for Hesia? If he does in front of 10 Yidden, or even does in front of less than 10 Yidden, he knows the word's going to spread, at least 10 Yidden are going to know about it. Mr. Brewer says, if he embarrassed Mechal Shabbos in front of the Ungodol, in front of the Chosh V'yid, in front of the Godol B'Yisrael, even though it's in front of many people, that's very cool, but Sinai does not have a din of Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. Mr. Brewer also says that someone who does Averis L'Hachis, even other Averis besides the Vazar, and besides Chal Shabbos, and even B'Tzino, he has din of the Gar. Discussing Godol Tayovin, then has to be the Ibn Avarazar, a Philip B'Tzino, or Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, to have din of the Goy that doesn't help Bitter Rishos, it's certainly not Erev. And the only eight of them is going to be Schiris. Now, for all the Diyam of the Torah, it sounds considered a Mumar Diyam of Chal Shabbos. It's not so Pasha Chal Shabbos by Yisrael Rabbanon makes it a Mumar. But over here, even Chal Shabbos for Hesia by Yisrael Rabbanon, not for the Raisa, is enough to make you have a Diyam of Chal Shabbos for Hesia of Avazara. And not only does Erev not apply to them, the Bidur Shos doesn't either. And the only eight is Schiris for Shos. Sifdal, the Mechaber discussed, Yid who went off the Derech, and Chal, some became a Mumar, and he had houses in the neighborhood of Yidden, and the Ma'ar of one big Erev Katsiris for the whole year. If he has no other Pesach to get out of his house besides going to the Chatzar, he asks on them for all the Shabbos after he was Meimer, after he went off the Derech. Even if the previous Shabbos is good, for these Shabbos now it's not good. If his Meimer goes off the Derech in the middle of Shabbos, we say that since the beginning of Shabbos is good, Shabbos Hutta Mitzasar, Hutta Kula. That's what Mishnah Berurah explains. Now let's say he has another Pesach to get out of the Chatzar, not going out of his bais, not through our Chatzar, but rather a different way to a Goyish neighborhood. Even if it's a small Pesach, Mishnah Berurah says that's at least before Tefachim wide, that's to consider a Pesach. Even if he doesn't use the other Pesach, we send him flying out the other Pesach of his house to the Goyish neighborhood. This way, there's not Aser on you in the neighborhood. Mishpur is clear from the last time. There's no reason why he should Aser on us, especially he'd probably rather go out and be with the Goyim rather than be with the Frum Yidin who are in the same Chatzar as him because now he's fry. So we send him out to the door of his house, in the small door of his house, 4 Tefachim wide, to the Chatzar of the Goyim. This way, he should not be able to Aser on the rest of us.